USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which is now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
Secretary Azar also breaking a bit of news in the press conference.
We are telling states they should open vaccinations to all people age 65 and over.
President Trump on Tuesday called the new push in Congress to impeach him a second time a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. President Trump in Texas highlighting his accomplishments regarding the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Condolences coming in from around the world after a multi-billionaire casino mogul has passed away.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over the 2020 holiday season, e-commerce sales grew over 32% from the previous year, with Americans spending a record $188 billion. Analysts say the increase comes as more people are shopping online due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Parler's CEO says he believes big tech is attacking his company.
After Parler was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the social media app has gone dark, having their web hosting canceled by Amazon. The company is suing Amazon over their shutdown, calling the move motivated by politics and anti-competition. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Massey tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many obstacles to overcome.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem, we'll call up a new vendor. Right? We call up the vendor, we're all good to go, and then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day, and hopefully soon, as soon as possible. But this is a real challenge. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own everything, in order to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking everyone to stay clear of the district on January 20th. Bowser saying it would be best if people watch the presidential inauguration virtually, even if it disappoints residents.
It's obviously a bummer. I want to go see the first female vice president inaugurated, but I think she's right. It's safer for everybody to stay home, and, you know, these are unprecedented times, and we just have to do what we have to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.